This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio Network, another great day in Trump land. And I mean a great day. Donald Trump walking out on Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, showing them who the boss is and letting them know that a national security emergency may be the way to go. Who came up with that idea? Yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. If you've tuned in for the last few days, you know that I'm the guy back in November who actually wrote the column in the newspaper, Las Vegas Review-Journal, and then syndicated nationwide by Creator Syndicate. I actually wrote the column that there should be a national security emergency declared by the president via executive order, and then you grab the $25 billion for the wall from the military budget. And President Trump is really at the point where there's no other choice, quite possibly, except to do that. We'll see. We'll see whether any other choice materializes. But Trump walks out of his meeting with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and says the meeting's a total waste of time. I said, bye-bye. Pence says the president passed out candy, did not slam hands on the table. President Trump spoke out on Twitter about his White House meeting Wednesday afternoon. These people are such little babies. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer on the border wall and the partial government shutdown, calling it a waste of time because the Democrats said they are still not willing to fund a border wall, even if he compromises and agrees to fully fund the government for 30 days. They won't do it. So therefore, what do you? If you're not giving me anything, what am I giving you? Just left a meeting with Chuck and Nancy. This is Trump tweeting, and a total waste of time. I asked what's going to happen in 30 days if I quickly open things up, and are you going to approve border security, which includes a wall or steel barrier? Nancy said no. I said bye-bye. Nothing else works. PBS's Yamichi Alcindor reported Vice President Mike Pence told reporters Trump passed out candy at the meeting and calmly walked out without slamming his hands on the table, as Chuck Schumer claimed. So another reading of the whole thing. Trump walks out of White House meeting after they made it clear they're not willing to negotiate with the Republicans for a border wall. The door is wide open, he said, at the White House. Wide open, but he walked out. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said the president was in good mood, wanted to make a deal with the Democrats, even brought a little candy for everybody. But McCarthy said Pelosi refused to acknowledge the border crisis and that Schumer raised his voice while addressing the president. This behavior is embarrassing to me, McCarthy said, accusing him about lying about the meeting. He had the media should bring their cameras to the next meeting so everyone could see for themselves the nature of the conversations. And, you know, it's funny because when he makes that statement, McCarthy, that they will not acknowledge there's a border crisis, refuse to acknowledge. You know what Democrats do when the Wayne Roots and the Donald Trumps of the world tell you that there is no global warming? And I don't know if there's climate change. I've never actually said there's not climate change. Actually, I've said to the contrary that climate changes. It's always changed. There are hot years, there are cold years. There are hot decades, there are colder decades. There are ice ages, and there are warming ages. There are tsunamis, and there are hurricanes, and there are earthquakes. Things change. Nature changes. Climate changes. But you can't prove that man has anything to do with it. You certainly can't prove the United States can affect anything. As long as China and India are belching pollution in the air, Brazil, Russia, all the third world nations, the entire Africa. Trust me, we could change all we want. Nothing will ever make a difference except we'll lose all of our jobs and all of our middle class lifestyles. It's proven again and again and again. Look at Spain. Spain became the clean energy and green energy capital of Europe in the early 2000s. They reconfigured their entire economy and they destroyed their economy. Everybody was literally unemployed. The unemployment rate was, if my memory serves me, like 28%, almost 30%. And among youth, it was 60%. And all their houses went bankrupt and the whole country was in shambles because of this obsession with green energy that doesn't work. And so a libertarian think tank did a study in Spain to figure out what went wrong. And they found out for every job you create in the green energy economy, you kill 2.5 jobs, or it was 2 plus. You know, it was like 2.3 jobs in the traditional fossil fuel economy. So you're killing jobs. So they're lying when they say, oh, we create 1 million jobs. Sorry about that. I always turn my phone off. But say you create 1 million jobs, right? What does it matter if you kill 2.5 million jobs? What if you create 2 million jobs that pay $30,000 a year, which is what green energy jobs pay, and you kill 2.5 million or 2.3 million or 2.1 million traditional fossil fuel energy jobs? And what if those fossil fuel energy jobs pay $150,000 a year? $200,000 a year, $250,000 a year. So you've created $1,030,000 jobs and killed 2.5 million jobs that pay $150,000 a year or more. And by the way, that's the average energy job, dirty energy. You know what liberals think is dirty. Fossil fuel energy in Texas. The average energy job pays $150,000 a year or more. Fossil fuel, good jobs, great jobs. Coal, oil, great jobs. Get your hands dirty, great jobs. Liberals only know clean, green energy, and they destroy the economy with those horrible jobs, those part-time, low-wage jobs that Obama created for 8 years. So when you say this, what do they call you? Denier. You're a climate change denier. You're a global warming denier. If you disagree with them, you're a denier. So now it's time to say to liberals, you are border deniers. You're border disaster deniers. There's a disaster at the border. It is so clear that there's a disaster at the border. There's a humanitarian disaster at the border. There is a women being raped disaster at the border. There is a kids being sex trafficked disaster at the border. There is a drug trafficking disaster at the border. There is a crime wave in our country because of the border. There is a massive welfare problem because of the border. There is a national debt problem because of the border, because of the cost of illegals in school and getting free education for their kids and getting free meals at school and getting 1,000 welfare programs and getting free health care and the cop costs, the court costs, the prison costs, and the jobs and the wages are affected by allowing millions of people in our country who are desperate for a job and will take it at lower wages, and that kills middle-class jobs. There is nothing but disaster at that border. The Democrats are border disaster deniers. They are in denial of what's happening at the border. So we've got to slam them for that. Slam them. Just destroy them. We also have to destroy someone like Gavin Newsom. Here's a guy that should be perp-walked out of the governor's mansion in Sacramento, California. Perp-walk him out with his hands behind his back in handcuffs. Because the guy is a criminal. He literally puts his hand on the Bible, I guess it is, whatever they swear in California nowadays. It could be on some green energy manual. It could be on some kooky new age green energy manual combined with some kooky new age book to replace the Bible. The reality is, and his wife isn't the first wife or the first lady, she's the first partner, to kind of make nice with transgenders. So that's what you're dealing with in California. And he swears in as governor of the state. And when he swears in, he immediately says, we're going to make our whole state a sanctuary state. And anybody who wants to come here can find sanctuary. No matter what crime you committed, you get sanctuary. The man's insane. You can't allow him to be the governor of a state. You got to take the governorship away from him. Donald Trump should march literally agents of the United States military into California and take the governor out of the governor's mansion, perp walk him out, because he needs to be charged with federal crimes. That's what I've said all along for mayors. A lot of people back me up. A lot of lawyers back me up. A lot of conservatives back me up. You got to start arresting the mayors of sanctuary cities. They are breaking the law and breaking the Constitution. And you don't have a right to do that. Wayne Root, I hate taxes. I think taxes are filthy and disgusting. It's my money. I work 18 hours a day. Screw you. Do I have a right to not pay them? No, you have to pay them. There's no choice. And if you don't pay them, they come to you and they say, we'll set up a payment plan. You'll pay like 18% interest. It's insanity. right? And so you have to pay them. I don't like taxes, but it's the law, and until you change it, you got to pay them. I don't like going 65 miles an hour. As a matter of fact, most of the time, the traffic in Vegas moves at 85 on the 215 Beltway, right? 85 miles per hour. So I go with the traffic at 85, but I don't go 120. Right? If you go 120 and you get pulled over by the cops in California, do you have a right to say Gavin Newsom says that he believes it's okay to be an illegal alien and he will not prosecute you? So I've decided I believe that speeding is okay. And I refuse to accept that ticket for going 120. And I refuse to let you arrest me because I'm going 120, which is, you know, more than 50 miles an hour over the speed limit. So you can actually arrest me. Well, I won't allow you to arrest me because I don't believe I live under those laws. Am I allowed to say that? Are you allowed to say that? So how can a governor of a state decide unilaterally to ignore federal law? So arrest Gavin Newsom. These people are all insane. Just insane. They are border disaster deniers. Illegal alien deniers. Illegal alien murderer deniers. Illegal alien rapist deniers. And it's gotten embarrassing. Let me tell you the most embarrassing thing ever. Well, other than Pelosi and Schumer last night with their blank stares, they looked like they were just, something was wrong with them. They looked like they were, what's the new word? You can't say retarded anymore. What do you say now? Disabled? Mentally disabled? They looked mentally disabled. They needed to go to a home for mentally disabled people. The two of them looked, something was wrong with them. They look like they were on drugs. Is that what the big brother, big government does to you nowadays? Do they turn you into a Stepford wife? Because that's what they both look like. A Stepford husband and wife. Like they were pre-programmed bots. Is there a Pelosi bot and a Schumer bot, not a person there? Here's the deal. Those two funded a 287-mile wall last year without any problem. No problem at all. Do you know where they funded it? Jordan. In the nation of Jordan, the Muslim Middle Eastern nation of Jordan, Democrats funded a 287-mile wall in Jordan last year, but they won't fund a border wall in the U.S. And, of course, we all know they funded walls personally around their own houses, but they won't fund a wall on the Mexican border, on the southern border with Mexico. I mean, every one of them, every one of these Democrats lives in a home with a wall around it or a community, like I live in, a gated community with a wall and a gate around it. And armed guards at the front. That's how they live. But they won't allow us to be protected. They funded a border wall in Jordan.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
And my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. And use discount code USA.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams, but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
War now! Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Democrats are border disaster deniers. Keep remembering that. Keep saying it to every friend who says to you there's who denies that the problem at the border. They are in denial. They are border deniers, border disaster denials. The border brings us so many disasters: humanitarian disaster, rape disaster, child trafficking disaster, drug trafficking disaster, the murders, the rapes in the United States. But when I say rapes disaster, I'm talking about the rapes of all the women coming up through Mexico. It's like a rape alley. That's all they do is get raped on the way up from Mexico. It wouldn't happen if you had a border wall. The kids who died, how about it's a disease disaster? They're bringing kids with diseases from a long walk. It's not the kids' fault. The kids being literally taken on this long, treacherous, horrible, hot, exhausting walk that no kid should ever have to do. It's like the Bataan Death March. And by the time they get to America, they're almost dead, and then they die in border agents' custody, and the liberals want to blame the border agents. It's crazy. There's disaster after disaster, and if the kid lives, they bring the diseased kid into the United States and stick him in a classroom and share the disease with you and your kids. TB and new forms of polio are out there, and who knows what else could eventually come here. Ebola. It's a terrorist disaster. That border's going to let terrorists in this country. Sure enough, some judge is going to leave that border open, rule against Trump in that terrible 9th District in San Francisco, and it's going to lead to a death one day of thousands of Americans in a massive terrorist attack. As sure as I'm standing here, that border is a disaster. Anyone who says otherwise is in denial. You are a border disaster denier. Keep remembering those words. Wade Allen Roots on USA Radio Newsmax TV. You're a relentless warrior, and I am a warrior. It's war, Wade Allen Roots, warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, blue-collar son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist, American-made, and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old US of A. I'm an ass kicker, not ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. They shouldn't be here. Why would I fight for them? I'm here to save America and American exceptionalism and capitalism and our U.S. Constitution and our Judeo-Christian values and my beloved GOP. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET in Las Vegas, owned and operated, founded by the great Edward Stoltz. Edward Stoltz and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Most caller-friendly show in America. You can call toll-free anytime from anywhere, 833-WAR-TALK, numerically 833-927-8255. Good news, by the way, this show's been accepted by iHeartRadio, so within a matter of days, I'll be able to tell you where you can go to iHeartRadio and listen to the Wade Allen Roots Show anytime. All 3 hours will be available 24 hours a day, anytime. You can listen to old shows, yesterday's show, month ago show. iHeartRadio will be carrying Wade Allen Roots. I'll have more announcements in the next few days. I'll have another big announcement about a podcast I'll be doing for one of the biggest companies in America. My website is rootforamerica.com. My email is WayneRoot@gmail.com. And Twitter, you can find me at RealWayneRoot, at RealWayneRoot. Third hour, you can find me at Newsmax, channel 349, DirecTV, channel 216 Dish, and many cable systems all over the country, primarily now Comcast Xfinity. Tom Steyer, billionaire anti-Trump activist, says he won't run for president in 2020, but vows he's going to concentrate on impeaching Trump and spending $40 million of his money to do it. Can you imagine the egos of these people? Tom Steyer isn't running for president. Really? Oh, my gosh. I'm heartbroken. Tom's not running? Oh, no. Tom's not running? Who's Tom? I have no idea. He's a billionaire, but his name's Tom Steyer. He's a boring nobody. He's not especially handsome. He's not well-spoken. He's not charismatic. To think that he could be president of the United States when politics is show business, he's this boring billionaire, and he thinks he's famous. You're not famous. No one's ever heard of you. No one cares if you're not running. Tom Steyer. Go waste your $40 billion on impeaching Trump. Good luck to you. Let me get back to the Democrats funding a wall in Jordan, because some people texted me and said, what are you talking about? Nancy Pelosi said walls are immoral. Chuck Schumer said it's a manufactured crisis. But 1 year ago, Pelosi and Schumer approved funding on a 287-mile-long border wall in Jordan. The 2018 omnibus provides just enough funds to build 33 miles of fencing on the Texas border, but it also provides $500 million. This was written a year ago by Breitbart News, but it provides $500 million to help Jordan build a wall and defense line against jihadi terrorists trying to cross its 287-mile border with Iraq and Syria. This is on page 394 of the omnibus budget. SEC.9011. Up to $500 million of funds appropriated by this act for the Defense Security Cooperation Agency and Operation Maintenance Defense-wide may be used to provide assistance to the government of Jordan to support the armed forces of Jordan and to enhance security along its borders. So Democrats didn't find it immoral for Jordan to have a border. That was 10 months ago, but they got a problem with the United States having a border. Are you kidding me? These people are morons, frauds, and traitors.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
War now.
You USA Radio News.
President Trump at the White House on border security.
We need strong borders and we need immigration reform. Beyond that, we need immigration reform.
And regarding the partial government shutdown and folks having to go without their paychecks, the president says,
so many of those people are saying, it's very hard for me, it's very hard for my family, but Mr. President, you're doing the right thing.
The president did meet with Democratic leaders late Wednesday afternoon, and when it was clear that no compromise would be made, the president said the meeting was wasting his time and he got up and left. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is congratulating Bill Barr on his nomination to become the next Attorney General. Grassley also says he's looking forward to Barr's nomination process.
I feel that his experience as Attorney General in the previous administration ought to make his nomination very easy this time.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. For your free author.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. We've been jazzing up the music. I like the music on the show. Good music on the ins and the outs. Good stuff. My Doctor Suggest is good stuff, too. This is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And long before they became the sponsor of the show, they were the go-to, I guess you'd call them like cough drops. They're the closest thing to cough drops that you find when you go to the supermarket and you have the checkout counter and there's some drops there for sale. And they call them cough drops. You know, you suck on them and they stop you from coughing. But that isn't really what these are. These are health drops. You never get the cough in the first place. You never get the hoarse throat in the first place. I've got a horsey throat, and my throat has now become a workhorse. I've never missed a minute on the air in 3 years because this is the go-to drop, that I lozenge drop that I've been sucking on since the day I started this show. And I went to the CEO of the company of My Doctor Suggest, and I said, you know, you should be sponsoring the show because I use your drops and I love them. And he said, great, let's do it. And that's how they became the sponsor of the show. But I've been using them for 3 years, way before they ever became sponsor. They're colloidal silver lozenges by My Doctor Suggests. The silver destroys bacteria, virus, and yeast. And you imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof that it works. My Doctor Suggests, the name of the company, but Wayne Root Dunn Suggests, I urge you to try these remarkable magical lozenges today. Just call this number, 866-660-9868, 866, toll free, 660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com and tell them Wayne Root sent you, and you get 10% off. My Doctor Suggests, 866-660-9868. We've got our guest here, Mark Tushnet, constitutional law professor at Harvard Law School and a frequent guest in the national media. Mark, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Okay, doing well.
Did I pronounce your name right, Tushnet?
Yeah. Yep.
Good. Fine. Good. Perfect. And Harvard Law, huh? We got a fancy schmancy guy on my show. I like it. My daughter graduated top of her class from Harvard, by the way. So I may be a conservative, but I still have a great soft spot in my heart for Harvard. I always wanted to go there myself, and I'm a Columbia man, and I always wanted to go to Harvard. My parents would not let me. We lived in New York. They said, you have to go to Columbia. And I was always resentful, and I said, someday I'm going to have a kid, and they're going to go to Harvard. And my daughter got in and graduated magna cum laude. So it was pretty cool. Love Harvard.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So if so I was the guy who came up with this idea, by the way. And again, I know you're going to say that, you know, while you don't necessarily think it's the greatest idea in the world, it's a last gasp idea. I want President Trump to come to an agreement with Congress. That's the best way to do this. I agree. But I don't believe that he will be able to. I don't believe they'll ever give him the funding for the wall. If they do, then great. But if they don't, I was the one who suggested back in November and sent it to the president and directly. And he got it and acknowledged getting it, that I think he should declare a national security emergency, use executive order to do that, and then grab the funding from the military budget, $25 billion necessary. He's got a military budget of about $800 billion. Why not grab $25 billion of it and build a wall? That's the way to do it if you can't get Congress to buy in. That was my opinion as the last gasp way to do it, as an emergency only. And now it appears that may be the only way to do it. I don't know if he will or not, but he's certainly talking about it a lot, and I do take authorship of it, and I wanted to get your idea as a constitutional lawyer whether it would stand up to Supreme Court muster.
So the first part is the declaration of the emergency, and I think the short answer is yes, the court, if he does it, the court would uphold it as constitutionally permissible. The president has very broad discretion to determine what an emergency is, and the courts would basically defer to his decision. The second part's a little trickier, which is using the money from the military budget. That's regulated both by the Constitution and by a statute. The Constitution says you can't spend money unless Congress has appropriated it. So they have this appropriation, but it says it can be used only for, the statute says, military construction. And it defines what military construction is. And it seems like it's things like barracks or an airstrip for an emergency situation. It's not clear that a fence counts as military construction. So he'd have to persuade a court not just that he properly declared an emergency, but that the fence is is military, a military project. And I think that's a closer question. I'm inclined to think the courts would agree with him. My colleagues, we had a long discussion of this a couple of days ago, were more divided on that.
All right. Now, you do not think, according to my producer's notes, you don't think, though, that it's necessarily a great idea. Tell us why.
Oh, well, I'm not an expert on this sort of stuff, but from what I've read, lots of people think that there are better ways of protecting the border through technology and drones and, you know, alerts along, you know, technological alerts.
Oh, okay. So you're not saying, no, okay, so you're not weighing in on whether the national emergency declaration is necessarily good or a bad thing. You're weighing in that in general, you think that perhaps there's better ways of protecting the nation than a wall,
right,
per se, is what you're saying. Okay.
Right. I have no view about, you know, declaring the emergency.
Okay, got that. Well, as long as I got a great constitutional law expert on the phone, let me ask you one more question. So during World War II, we had to fund, you know, a massive buildup of military, and we did it with war bonds. So I'm a pretty creative guy, and I've got a lot of friends on Wall Street, and I have a great friend on Wall Street who listens to this show who has partnered with me, and we're ready to help President Trump build a wall or whatever the barrier is. You could call it anything you want, steel slats with drones patrolling above it, whatever it is. We believe strongly, I believe, you need something to protect our southern border. And so I'm ready to pull forward with a Wall Street firm and a Wall Street bond firm and Wall Street attorneys who all believe it could be done. I was wondering if you had any legal expertise, whether this would be fair. Why can't we do a wall bond instead of a war bond? A wall bond. So private industry, you know, the banking industry and Wall Street would back the bonds and would pay interest to the people who put up the money. And instead of going to a GoFundMe account where your money's gone forever, you actually might make interest if you buy a wall bond. What do you think of that idea? Is that something that would be legal?
I'm pretty sure it would be legal. The tricky part would be persuading people who own land along the border to sell their land. But, you know, if you can persuade them to sell it and enough people, and, you know, it's private property, so you could do what you want. You know, you could raise the money and then you'd own, or somebody would own the land and they could do what they wanted with it, including put up the wall.
Yeah. Well, the wall bond, by the way, would have nothing to do with the people with the land. That's an eminent domain issue. That's a whole other legal issue. And that's something the government's going to have to do either way if they build some sort of a barrier or wall or steel slats or whatever fence or whatever word you want to use on that border. You're always going to have to deal with that. But mine is just raise the $25 billion with wall bonds the same way you'd raise the $25 billion if you needed it for World War II with war bonds. Why not use that idea? Constitutionally, legally, I believe that one's a no-brainer. You can do it.
Well, I would think so, too. I mean, again, working out the details might be harder, but...
Well, that's what we're working on right now, yeah. No, only because I think this idea that, you know, you can use a GoFundMe page and people just send you a check, you're never going to raise $25 billion doing it that way. You'll raise $25 million, but you can't raise $25 billion. But the bond idea, backed by a major Wall Street firm, you know, backed by a Goldman Sachs, I think you can get people to put up the money. And so it's just a backup idea. Again, if Congress won't come up with the money, then you could declare a national security emergency. If that doesn't fly with constitutional muster, and it sounds like you think it would, then why not depend on the American people who believe in Trump and like him and voted for him? Let them go ahead and put up the money. I think most of them would. So lots of ideas out there, and I was just trying to see if you thought they had some, if they would hold legal muster. Mr. Mark Tushnet from Harvard Law School. Fancy pantsy.
Yeah, well, you know, creative ideas are always helpful, and but some of them might work.
All right, good. We'll tell Harvard Law School Wainwright says hi. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Professor. Constitutional law professor at Harvard Law School, frequent guest in the national media, and a good guy. And a smart guy, Mark Tushnet. Obviously a smart guy. Anyone from Harvard Law School is smart. Liberal or not, I still appreciate smart guys. I went to Columbia University, and I like smart Ivy League sharp lawyers, and so we had one on the show to give you some ideas of what works and what doesn't. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. All right, let's talk about some more things in the news. So President Trump said to the fake news media today, Democrats don't want to be in this battle, especially Democrats from sane districts. That was Trump's answer today. He said, I want to tell you, you know, the fake news, the fake news. The Republicans are totally unified. Now, if you would ask the same question to Democrats, you let me know in some of those districts where I won, where they're a little bit more towards sanity, you want them to run saying we don't want border security? You got plenty of Democrats who do not want to be in this battle. You have a lot of Democrats. The Republicans are unified. We want border security. We want safety for our country. The only reason they're against it is because I won the presidency. Now, I agree with what he just said, but I disagree with one part of it. When he says Republicans are unified, I don't think they are. I think he's dreaming. I think Senate Republicans today raised all kinds of objections to keeping the government closed. I'm sure there's lots of Republicans who have backing from corporate interests who like the border open and like cheap labor. So I don't agree 100% with what he said. I do agree there are Democrats who running on this issue will lose elections. That much I agree with. But there is a story in the Hill today. The GOP senators challenged Trump on the shutdown strategy. So I don't think they're unified. I've never found Republicans to be unified. There's tons of rhinos. There's tons of establishment guys. And they're just, you know, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski. I don't know. The list is so long that you can't count on their votes. But here's what I would say to the ones who are getting scared and getting antsy and losing all their courage. You know, they're a bunch of cowards. And here's what I would say to the GOP senators. I have a simple solution if you're worried about federal workers who aren't getting a paycheck on Friday. Go tell the federal workers to call their Democrat senators who they elected, because that's all they do is all federal workers vote Democrat 100% of the time. Tell them to call their favorite Democratic senator and demand funding for the wall. And then they'll get their paychecks. Then the shutdown will end. That's it. You don't, as a Republican, become a traitor and abandon President Trump. You don't do that. But what you do is go tell him. Ask the Democrats to fund the wall. You'll get your check.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who've been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special. You'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
War now!
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
Yeah, so Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. War Now, the USA Radio Network, is the company that syndicates the show. Great people. Synagenics is the company that sponsors this segment of the show. Founded in 1997, so you do the math, 2007, 2017. It's now 22 years they've been around. The clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, i.e. defying aging, i.e. anti-aging. A proven scientific approach, custom tailored to each and every individual. 25% of Synagenics' patients' base is physicians and their families, and they really made Wayne Root great again. I really appreciate it, what they did for me. I've been with them for 6 going on 7 months. My fitness is up by 60%, my fitness level. They measure the oxygen intake and the blood intake, you know, the blood going into your brain and the blood going into your body and how fast it's moved around and the air, the oxygen going into your lungs. They measure all that, and it's improved by just a smidge under 60% from 6 months ago till last, was it Thursday or Friday when I took the exam? I think it was last Thursday that I took their training exam. But it was really amazing at the age of 57 to find out you're 60% more efficient with your fitness ability. And, you know, I look great on TV, and I look younger, and everybody says it, and I'm eating more, and I'm working out less, only 30 minutes a day or so. I sometimes go 35, 40 because I want to finish the TV show on TiVo and get through the ads real fast. You do an hour show in 40 minutes, so I don't want to stop working out at 30 because there's 10 minutes left in the show. But I only have to go 30, and it's a lot less than I used to do. And so I've got more free time for myself and my family and my business. It's great stuff. And I'm eating more than I've ever eaten, and I'm losing weight. So thank you, Synagenics. You're free. No obligation consultation. Call 888-YOUNGER. Toll free anywhere in the USA, 888-YOUNGER. Or register at Synagenics.com, C-E-N-E-Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S, Synagenics.com. So Trump says he will use national emergency to build a wall if there's no deal with the Dems. So we'll see. You know, we'll see. But that was what I came up with after reaffirming through leaked reports and his press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, that invoking a national emergency to bypass Congress and build his border wall is still very much an option. President Trump doubled down on his threat during a press conference today ahead of the negotiations with congressional leaders. And Vice President Pence expected to travel to the Hill with Trump on Wednesday to meet with lawmakers. Trump says it's his absolute right to declare a national emergency, something both he and a Democratic congressman have affirmed, though others have challenged these claims, and Democratic leaders have threatened a legal challenge. What a surprise. You just heard a Harvard law professor say, not only does he believe it's legal, but he believes that when they challenge it, Trump will win in the Supreme Court. The president has every right to determine national security policy. He added, Trump, that his threshold for doing so would be, if I can make a deal with Democrats, that would include funding for the wall. Democrats said they'd be open to compromise that includes funding for other border security measures. And it's interesting because I literally in the last segment just informed you. I'll open the show and then gave you the details about Democrats funded $500 million of your taxpayer dollars to build a wall in Jordan, as in the Muslim Middle Eastern country, Jordan. Jordan gets a wall, but we can't get a wall. It's not immoral to build a wall in Jordan. It's not, you know, hysteria and making up a story, a crisis that doesn't exist in Jordan. It's only in America that you're making up a crisis that doesn't exist, right? These liberals are just hilarious. Harvard-bound David Hogg on President Trump's border speech. Remember David Hogg? He's the kid from the Parkland High School shootings, and he became this big symbol of liberalism and a big symbol of gun control. And, you know, look, he's probably a good kid, and he doesn't know anything. None of these kids know anything. They're brainwashed by liberal parents. They're brainwashed by liberal commie teachers, and they think they know things when they don't know anything, because how would you know anything when you're 17 years old? You don't know anything when you're 17. Now he's 18, and he's bound for Harvard. This article says, despite marginal SAT scores, poor spelling skills, and an ignorant understanding of U.S. history. Well, that's what they say. He's obviously a very bright kid, because the kid, you know, was a nobody and turned himself into the poster child for liberals across the United States. So I don't go by. See, I'm a very fair guy. I don't know how he tests, but I know one thing. He's a smart guy, because he was able to take on one-on-one in the media, all the top people in the media. He's been on all their shows, and he's given speeches all over the country, and I believe he gave a speech at Harvard. So he's obviously a smart guy. I just disagree with everything he believes in. So he posted a comment Tuesday night as President Trump was speaking to the nation on the crisis at the southern border that reflected what liberals really believe in. Hogg grandly stated, quote-unquote, reminder, this is on Twitter, reminder, no one is illegal on stolen land. The whole America's stolen. Don't you see? It's stolen. Everything is stolen land, you nitwits. Everything. Israel's stolen land. You want to give Israel back? I'm sure the house I live in is stolen land. Sorry, I'm not giving it back, because I own the rights to it. I don't know who owned it. 100, 200, 300, 1,000 years ago, some Indian owned it. What's that got to do with me today? I mean, what kind of a stupid comment is that? Stolen land. America's not stolen. We're the most moral nation in the history of the world. Liberals are very smart. David Hogg's very smart. They just know all the wrong information. He included Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in his tweet. Did anyone else just see Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez completely dismantle 9 minutes of Trump's racist rambling and 30 seconds on Maddow? Damn, that was what he says in a tweet. So I'm not sure what he was referring to. But basically, she glossed over the murder of Corporal Ronan Singh by an illegal alien. In other words, there's never any realistic admission that illegals murder people by liberals. They don't see it. They're like Sergeant Schultz.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Genix.com.